Welcome to another edition of Kingdom Keys with your host, Dan Hain, brought to you by DHMissions.com. We know you'll be blessed as you listen to today's broadcast. Today we're going to talk about wisdom being a first fruit. Let's look at Proverbs 4, verse 7. In this verse, Solomon says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Solomon is telling us here that wisdom is the principal thing. Our English words principal thing come from a Hebrew word that literally means first fruit. As we've been noticing in recent broadcasts, when the word first fruit is mentioned in the Bible, many times it'll be showing us a place or a situation where the eternal and the natural realms merge. And we've also mentioned that amazing encounters with God and His presence, His goodness and blessings can take place when we take advantage of these first fruit access and release points. As we read through Proverbs chapter 4, we see that King David was instructing and training his son Solomon to pursue wisdom above every other thing. Now, here's the greatest example in the Bible of what can happen when two generations work mutually in concert with each other. David and Solomon's generations were focused upon a singular goal of pursuing and demonstrating God's wisdom in the earth. As a result, Solomon's rule as king became known as Israel's Golden Age. This was and still is the pinnacle or mountaintop experience of Israel's history. Now, God's wisdom is rooted in the eternal realm, and wisdom comes with a lot of good things attached to it. For example, Solomon's servants felt blessed to be able to work for him. This is because they could sit under Solomon's counsel and benefit from the wisdom that flowed through him. During Solomon's reign, people-to-people relationships functioned so flawlessly that Israel was at peace with her neighboring countries. And also, wealth and blessings were abundant and profound during Israel's golden age. And all of this happened because heaven was being released into the earth through the vehicle of God's wisdom. I believe that Israel's golden age came to an end because Solomon did not train his next generation to have this passion to pursue and demonstrate God's wisdom. Joel 2:28 mentions that three generations will be involved in the great end-time outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, if three generations would focus their vision around pursuing God's wisdom, I believe we could see another golden age, but this time it won't end. The benefits of pursuing God's wisdom are enormous, to say the least. We have to go now, but be sure to pick up your own copy of Keys to Your Future, which is available from all book retailers in most countries. Keys to Your Future is in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. For more information and other helpful resources, you can go to our website at dhmissions.com. Be blessed and see you next time right here on Kingdom Keys.